the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Miller Man, and thank you to all those P1s that showed up at Summer Chill yesterday, last night, yesterday afternoon. It was a great time, and what a beautiful evening. It was so nice.
Great.
People are so sweet and said really, really nice things. So it was good to meet P1s, talk to them again. You know, some of these P1s we only get a chance to talk to in person, maybe just a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great getting updates on their lives and hear what's going on with them. I loved it. It was fun. So thank you for showing up there at Granada last night. Big event. Yeah, Junior, thank you for putting on that event. Junior organized it. Okay, so duping a man. One woman in Texas has done this very successfully. First of all, I didn't know there was a place in Texas called Beverly Hills, Texas.
There is?
Yeah.
Had no idea.
There's a Beverly Hills, Texas.
Do you know where?
No idea.
Why don't you go ahead and do it?
Let me look that up.
I am. I'm doing it right now. Yeah. McLennan County. So that's down near McGregor in Waco, right?
Washington.
I'll be damned. Beverly Hills, Texas. Looks, yeah. It's almost like a suburb of Waco, just to the south. How funny.
Yeah, why didn't I go with Waco instead of McGregor at first?
Yeah, that's a 3A school.
McGregor?
Mm-hmm.
What are they, the Yellow Jackets?
Boy, I used to know that because I did a McGregor game.
They should be the Scots, shouldn't they? McGregor is a very Scottish name.
Tigers?
Lions, yeah. Some sort of cat stands out to me, but I'm not sure.
That's where my dad was pastor, First Baptist McGregor, when I was a little bitty kid. I think that's where he knew Jessica Simpson's parents.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see. Here they are. Gold and black. They're the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. Wasn't even close.
McGregor Bulldogs. So this 36-year-old woman is being held on felony stalking charges in a bizarre case where a wedding was held without the groom present and without his knowledge.
Wow.
Kristen Marie Spearman, arrested and booked into the McLennan County Jail. They say that a 42-year-old man contacted the Beverly Hills police chief and said that he found a package from his ex-girlfriend at his home, which included a copy of a marriage certificate showing that he was married. And he had no idea about this.
Wow.
So he told the cops that he had been in a relationship with her and that they'd gotten a marriage license back on June 2nd, but had broken up before the wedding took place. Well, somehow or another, this woman convinces a pastor down there to certify the marriage without the groom being present. I don't know what story she told the preacher. Yeah, he's sick. He really wanted to make it. Hey, let's just go ahead. You just sign this.
Wow.
And so she gets them married without him being there and without his consent. And so now she's been arrested, third-degree felony stalking. And she was taken into custody. But I guess he can have conjugal visits because he's legally married to her if he wanted us to go in there and have crazy prison sex. Mm. Would you trust the prison sex system?
No.
You know, Texas is one of the few states that I believe still has conjugal visits.
They just have like a double wide outside the prison?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you go in there, and you know how many other convicts have been in there with their cheap brides? Jackson Pollocking the whole thing.
Gosh. You don't know that all of their brides are cheap.
Yeah, that's kind of unfair.
It's pretty wheels off. I don't think a lot of prison marriages are on solid footing.
Probably not.
And do you trust that there's no cameras in that place?
No.
No.
If you're the guards, you want to keep an eye on if this prisoner's getting any contraband that he's going to shiv you with.
Right.
But then you're also going to have to see some old whale of a woman bouncing up and down.
God.
Like she's on a bumpy road. Like a walrus trying to get across a beach.
Gordon.
It's stop putting these visuals in my head.
So, married without his knowledge. Okay, as we observe our world, here's an emerging trend that has many people disturbed. You know, we just had the time of our year where we go through graduations and, you know, we have to sit through those things. Some of them are good. Some of them just last way too long and are a beating. But there was a video that was posted. It was a kindergarten graduation. And parents were not allowed to applaud for a kid after they walked across the stage.
By the way, we're over graduating now.
Yes.
What do you mean?
We don't need ceremonies for preschoolers, kindergartners, sixth graders.
So it should really, you're saying it should just be high school, one for high school, yeah. And then one for college.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's
it. Was when we grew up and we were fine with it.
Maybe something
to look forward to.
Boomer.
Oh, okay. Ridiculous, whatever this generation is now. Let's have a graduation after every grade.
Ooh.
Oh, boy, we're going to third grade now.
Nobody's saying that.
Nobody's saying you have to do
it after every grade. But isn't it nice to do it after elementary school, after junior high, and then after high school? What's wrong with adding two more graduate, well, and also kindergarten?
Because I have to go to them. No.
So this particular school, and there's several schools that are doing this, so you withhold your applause when your kid goes across the stage.
But nobody does that.
But it's not a complete ban on applause. You're allowed one clap.
What?
That's it.
That's ridiculous.
That's a little crazy. Some people are calling this dystopian, saying it's a very Black Mirror feeling when you're in the room and everyone has to sit there all quiet. It feels like a cult ceremony.
Yeah.
So what are the ideas behind this? Well, people are trying to figure out what is the thought? What is the school thinking? And some of the ideas floated out is that school is saying that it's unfair for certain children that don't have as many family members. Because their classmate goes across the stage and everybody goes crazy and air horns going off and yeah. And then the next kid goes across the stage, and you hear this.
It's the one clap.
Yeah, either one, or crickets. But yes, so that's one reason. Another reason is that if you have only the one clap, then it shortens the ceremony. Because having people clap after everyone, it drowns out names, you have to wait. And it just makes a long evening even longer.
Why not three? At least there's a little meat to, and that's quick, as opposed to, which sounds very cultish.
It all sounds weird. It all sounds weird when you're rationing claps, and it just, it feels so stilted. And odd.
Man, very just, weird.
By the time my kids got through college, I was so worn out on graduations and the way people would behave at them. I told you guys that at a college graduation, there was this big group of people in front of us that talked the entire time, paid no attention to anybody else going across the stage.
Good.
Gave them no courtesy. But then when their kid went across, all 15 of them got up with air horns. Not supposed to have air horns. You know, pelvic thrusting, just, you know, throwing
you're
confetti up in the
I
air.
Think you're adding this stuff.
And then after their child went across, they left. They didn't stick around for the letters R through Z.
What's wrong with that?
That's just okay, sorry. Bye. They got to listen to them the entire time.
Well, they were luckily cast as the stars in their movie. That's quite fortunate for them.
It brings out the worst in people. It really does.
Other people, in response to this story about the Black Mirror-esque dystopian one clap policy, said that no, we need to have regular applause at these graduation ceremonies, and that they have zero sympathy for the kids who don't have as many parents and everybody clapping for them. Says that these kids need a reality check, and the sooner, the better. The commenter said, that's life. Some people get more claps. The kids got to get over it. This is about a kindergarten graduation ceremony.
It's again, why we shouldn't why do we let kindergartners worry about stuff like this?
I had a kindergarten graduation ceremony.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, remember that picture of my dad handing me my diploma because I went through kindergarten at my church.
That's right.
Radio superstar.
My dad was the leader of the church, so he's the one who's handing out the diplomas.
Okay.
And it's a great picture. But yes, it was a graduation ceremony for kindergarten, and it kind of surprises me that we had them way back in the 1940s when I graduated kindergarten. So be on the lookout for that kindergarten graduation. You're still a few years away from that, Junes. But you may get asked to be the keynote speaker.
I guess I'd have to say yes. Not going to turn it down.
Just do a funny puppet show for them.
I've done plenty of those funny puppets and finger puppets for my daughter.
Uh-huh.
I'm a pretty good puppeteer.
I always thought puppets were spare. When I was a kid, I remember being creeped out by puppets.
I thought the Muppets were great, but puppets were a little spare.
I thought the Muppets were kind of spare, too.
Okay.
I tried
to
like them.
Conversation. The Muppets were genius.
Okay, what was the funniest thing about the Muppets?
Some of the jokes, just the...
The two old men in the rafters.
They were funny.
They were kind of funny,
but
just because they were so
Sesame
negative.
But if you go back to Sesame Street, is there anything funnier than Cookie Monster? No. He was awesome. It was hands.
Mark that.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have two working hands or just one?
Seemed like he had one because
he's being puppeted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I thought that for some reason I was thinking Cookie Monster, they may have done a two-man puppeteering team got a hold
Maybe.
Of
him. I look up in the sky. I look down at the ground. I look at you and sing about up and down.
Wow, you remember
Nailed
that.
It.
I had the Sesame Street record. It's great.
But there were a lot of spare Muppets, too.
Name one. Name one spare Muppet.
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Ernie was hilarious.
No, I hate to tell you that, but I do have to tell you that this morning.
No. Ernie was hilarious.
I thought Big Bird was creepy. I didn't see what the allure to Big
All right,
Bird
you may
was.
Be onto something there. Big Bird kind of creeped me out.
I was frustrated
so
by the whole
Snuffleupagus
thing about how... Mm-hmm. Big Bird could only see him, and it was frustrating that no one else could see him.
Who was the news reporter?
Guy Smiley.
Guy Smiley. I loved
game
him.
Show host, yeah.
Game show host, yeah. I loved Guy Smiley.
Guy Smiley.
I was uncomfortable with Oscar the Grouch.
The Count. Yeah, Oscar
have you seen
was
the
Grouch?
Have you seen the Counts video that somebody beeped?
No, but I want to.
It's really vulgar. It's really vulgar. Well, all right.
All right, Gordo, thanks. That's the ODEC 633 on the ticket. Coming up next, let's visit with our old friend, the generic youth minister.